Hey everybody, welcome back to Stack Snacks, the show where we try to make AI exciting, fun, accessible for everybody. So this week, we are going to talk a little bit about the Gemini launch. It's been about a week since Google launched their Gemini Advanced model. And we'll talk about, basically, is it worth your time? How does it stack up? And should you use your hard-earned money to subscribe to it? The funny thing about Google is their branding of all this is terrible. So we got the launch of the Gemini Ultra 1.0 model. And to get access to the Gemini 1.0 model, you need to subscribe to Google One AI plan. And then you can have access to Gemini Advanced, which is powered by the Gemini Ultra 1.0 model. I probably got that wrong, but I don't think I did. I think I'm pretty close to how they break it down. But basically, it's their attempt at a ChatGPT-4 competitor. And I've been using it a lot for the past week, and it's definitely better. Bard/Gemini have come a long way since it launched many months ago. It does some things well so far. I've used it for some light coding help. I use it for some kind of real-time searches. It was okay. I don't think it was anything that is leaps and bounds ahead of anything we've seen with ChatGPT yet. I think that it's probably getting closer to some parity probably. There's definitely been a lot of quirks. I know the Gemini team has been pushing out some updates over the last couple days to iron out some of the issues that Gemini had. So I think when it comes to quality, it's improving. And I think they've come a long way. The mobile integration's nice. And then I think the thing that surprised me the most about it was that it's a paid tier, but also that it is $20 a month, and that $20 a month is looped into your Google One plan. And if you're on a Google One plan, you probably just paid for Google Drive, most likely. So for $20 a month, you get 2 terabytes of Google Drive storage as well as access to the Gemini model. So it's a decent deal. It just seemed like an easy way for them to as a differentiator, just charge a little less. But if you're already paying for some Google Drive storage, it might not be that much of an increase for you. And if you're paying for ChatGPT Plus at the moment, I don't see the most compelling reason for you to change anything. You get 2 months free. I think for those curious to see how it works in your workflow, but why not? Why not go take the 60 days and see for what you're trying to do? Does it have some improvements or is it slightly better? But I'd say overall, it's hard to say, oh, people should start moving to this at this moment. Obviously, as they make updates, these things might change. At the moment, I am subscribed to both, as for full disclosure. I don't know which one I will keep yet, but I would say that Gemini has surprised me, especially if they can keep working on some of these kinks. I think Google has come a long way. It's not quite the awesome launch video that they had where there was like this, you're having this basically this full on conversation with this AI as it was like looking through this camera. The demo video did make it seem like this incredible future, but we don't have that quite yet. But yeah, and I still think that Google needs to tap more into their own ecosystem. I think that's still the biggest, I guess, downfall at the moment, because it still doesn't, I think, integrate well enough with the Google Suite. I still just want something I could be able to, hey, what's on my calendar today? Hey, add this event to my calendar. Like, that one just seems, how do they not have that? Hey, add this to Google Docs, which is nice. Export some things to Gmail. So they do have some of that functionality, but they're just leaving Calendar off of it. And I think that could be really really big missing piece. They can come up with like a daily briefing as you log in every day. Hey, do you want to see your daily briefing? And it goes and it gets your calendar. It checks traffic in Google Maps. Maybe it queues up the YouTube video playlist you're watching. And they could do some cool things with their data set. It's just not there yet. And they could, and their access to, like I said, the mobile integration is quite nice. What they can do at that level, I think, could be even more interesting. But that's a couple early takes. We're going to do a deep dive over on the YouTube channel, hopefully pretty soon. Maybe do some comparison queries just to see what works and what doesn't work for certain things. But I think Google's improving. They're improving quickly. And it still feels like a wonderful and exciting time. And I just can't wait to see what we got coming down next. Just a couple of thoughts for everybody today. Thanks. Thank you all for joining me. And we'll see you next time.